I'm David Delegater. Our guest today is Tessa Schwan from the Asian Food Festival. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Dave.
The food festival is a really exciting thing to have happen here. I mean, there are plenty of American fast food places. Places are developing all over the city, though, with different types of restaurants that people are excited about going to. So tell me about the festival. How old is it? How did it start?
Yeah, well, Cincinnati is definitely a city that loves festivals. I think there's at least one or two festivals every single weekend. The Asian Food Fest started back in 2010, so not too long ago. It was started by a diverse group of friends who just wanted to share their love of Asian food and culture with the rest of the city. So we're in our sixth year now. The next Asian Food Fest is coming up on May 14th and 15th. It's going to be in Washington Park in Over the Rhine, close to downtown Cincinnati.
So what kinds of cuisines can I expect to eat on there? And I'll try them all.
You better, yeah. There's going to be all different types of Asian cuisine represented. China, India, the Philippines, Taiwan, Korea, Indonesia, just many, many different types of different Asian countries. And there will be savory items, desserts, as well as drinks. So you can really sample a lot of different types of things all in one day.
When we talk about the cuisines of different countries, I spent time working, living in Singapore. Nobody ever talked about going out for Chinese food. It was, would you like Hokkien or Hakka or Cantonese? I mean, is it going to be like that, specific to different provinces or areas of a country? I mean, what can we expect along those lines?
It's going to vary. So in terms of Chinese, we have two different Chinese food vendors this year. One is Tian Bowl, which is located in Clifton, and they're going to be doing a combination of Chinese and Malaysian. And then we have Yat Ka Main. And they're going to serve a dish called Dan Dan noodles, which I believe is common in the north. So I think each restaurant that's participating is going to be serving food from their menu that's also represents where the family comes from, because most of these vendors are family-run businesses.
Who benefits from the profits? I mean, I understand you're in a tax-exempt organization.
Yeah, we're a nonprofit organization, 501c3. Back when the festival originally started, it started as a fundraiser for an organization called Care to Share, which helps development in Vietnam, so the impoverished regions of Vietnam. Now, over the years, we've evolved into our own 501c3, and the organization backing it is called the Asian American Cultural Association of Cincinnati, or ACAC. And that's the group that runs the festival, and that's where the proceeds are going to go back into to help run future Asian food fests as well as other cultural events throughout the year.
Are there any of those other cultural events scheduled for this year?
The one other big one that we've been doing is a Lunar New Year festival, which happens every either January or February. We have a huge party, which also fundraises for the organization. In the past, we've done certain events like cook-off series, and we're still looking into what's coming next.
There's no charge to get into the festival.
That's right. It's completely free admission. The only cost is really for the different vendors. In addition to the food, we also have non-food vendors. So there are there's going to be different booths offering different things like calligraphy, other Asian-inspired offerings. And then you also get a lot of the live entertainment and cultural performances throughout that two-day weekend. So you'll be seeing Japanese taiko drums. You'll be seeing tai chi and different musical dance performances all throughout that weekend. A couple other cool things about the festival. There will be activities that are kid and family friendly. And we're also launching a new thing this year called the Secret Menu. The name Secret Menu comes from a common practice at different Asian restaurants where they'll have a completely separate hidden menu that they don't really share with all of their customers unless the customers know to ask for it. And that menu is usually much more authentic, you know, more traditional recipes, and they'll even be written in the native language of that restaurant. So going off of that idea, the Asian Food Fest team this year wanted to highlight and expose some of the more mom-and-pop sort of chefs that are cooking really great food in their homes, but, you know, the public doesn't really get to see that on a regular basis. So we have 4 different amateur chefs, and some of them are aspiring food entrepreneurs. We're going to be having them at the Asian Food Fest this year. And, you know, we know that it's intimidating for a first-time person, you know, to participate in a food fest, to prepare enough food and get everything ready for this huge, the huge crowds that come in. So we're offering them some assistance with planning and with the infrastructure so they can focus on doing what they love, which is cooking their food and giving it to the public.
Our guest today has been Tessa Schwan from the Asian Food Fest. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
It's happening May 14th and 15th down at Washington Park over the Rhine. Admission is free. For more information, look at our website, wvxu.org. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm David Delegater.
Some